Good morning, MGTOW man. Great decisions. You know, like I don't have things that need fixing in my life. I have opportunities for improvement, right? And a long time ago, about 15 years ago, 20 years ago, there were all these retarded cunts espousing the virtues of an all-black keyboard. Right. Okay, here is an all-black keyboard. No fucking LED, or no LED on lights. No numbers or letters on the keyboards. No brand, or up here, no brand, nothing. Right? That hole's a special hole that I put in there for a good reason. It'll be taped over in a minute, you know. But but what these fucking dickheads did, you're a grandmaster. You know, if you get one of these fucking keyboards, you can be a grandmaster at typing. You're the stuff of legends. And what I found, well, I'll go into the hole first. Where I live, it's very, very fucking dusty. There's agricultural agricultural dust and fluff coming off the crops all the fucking time, right? And this shit just gets in everywhere. Here's a bit. See? That's not cat dander, that's the shit. These are the really super fine fibres that come off the fucking crops. Well, I can't get that. And this shit just gets everywhere. Right? I'll scrape a bit off the fucking... there it is. You know? Because I've seen places, I'll get my fucking head out of the way, idiot. This stuff, when you've got hundreds of K's of wheat fields and barley and wheat and sheep, barley, well, these are the fibres that rub off the stems of the wheat and become airborne, you know. And I've seen places, you know, where they've got, you know, in one particular service station, they've got a little vent. They've got, it's a truck stop sort of thing, but they've got a vent over the shower. So that sucks air in through, out the sort of ceiling, you know, it's a little exhaust fan sort of thing. But the vent itself, there's no fucking cats within like a fucking 100 Ks or whatever. But that vent gets clogged up with this sort of shit. You know, it's really super. Fuck your ugly head. Get your fucking ugly head out of the way. This fibre type stuff. Right? It's really, really, really fucking fine. And it's just... it blocks up the vents. You know, all these little perforated little holes of this mesh sort of fucking... air vent to allow, you know, it's in front of the piss tray, and I'm thinking, that's fucking blocked up with this sort of shit, you know. That's not a, you know, that's not a house full of fucking 100 cats with a crazy cat lady or something. This shit just, it gets sucked into the men's fucking toilets. The vent is just blocked with this sort of like lots of little holes, you know, this aluminium sort of screen sort of shit, and it's just blocked with this fibre type stuff, and that comes from the air at night. So if you get you get a super torch. You know, if you get a super fucking torch with a strong fucking beam, you go out, so you go out at night where it's, where it hasn't rained in a while, you know, like a few, say 3 or 4 weeks, the dust in the air is like, it's like a Jedi lightsaber, you know, you get this white beam of fucking just dust and fibers in the air because there's so much shit in the air, you know. And anyway, you need a really strong torch to do it, but you know, what this hole here is for is because these are expensive and they're hard to get hold of, you know, but you know, and what this hole is for is if you suck the dust and crap out from behind the keys, what happens is as that air sucks around the fucking key, as the key's next to it, all their dust will go down the fucking hole, it'll go down into the slides and the mechanisms of the keys around it, you know what I mean? So what you do is you feed like compressed air in there, and that blows the fucking air out of it. This blows all the fucking, it's clean air, it blows all the fucking dirt and dust and shit out. It blows air out around the slides and keys and stuff like that, right, you know? And as you're vacuuming, it basically strongly inhibits dust and shit getting in inside the mechanicals, you know. It's a mechanical keyboard, you know. Where is that? You know, so that's what the fucking hole is for. Think about things, you know. So when I run a vacuum cleaner over it and just get all the fucking crap out of the board, I feed compressed air into inside the board, clean compressed air at the same time, into the board to stop the dirt and shit getting in, right? But what I found is that, this is an old keyboard. These are keys from, you know, I'm retarded. I'm not retarded. I'm actually fucking highly intelligent, you know. Don't drop. Right, I like the keys with large print on them, you know what I mean? So they're fucking easy to see and read, you know. And, right. So they've just come out of the washing machine. But what I found with the all black keyboards is, this is a very scientific kind of thing, right? More of this fucking fluff and just shit. It's from the wheat fields. It's just fucking everywhere. You know? These are the fibres that rub off the stems of the fucking wheat and the leaves of the wheat and the heads of the wheat, you know, and they just, as they rub together, they just fucking, anyway, so, what I found, right, with using an all-black keyboard is that, I had a pretty high accuracy, say, like, with spelling and lettering and typing and all this shit, my, at the best, some sort of time ago, but my error rate was around about 1%, you know. That's for spelling mistakes and pressing the wrong keys and bits and pieces, you know. And I hate fucking spell checkers and it just... And what happened was that when I said, oh, all right, I'll be a mega genius, one of my keyboards just wore out. This fucking shit's just everywhere. Black background, contrast. This just shit just gets everywhere. And what I did is, God, I got to vacuum the boards. But so what happened was that I started using the one of my last board just wore out, and so what happened was, you know, there were four or five keys that were just, you know, I think things had dropped off the top of the monitor and hit the board hard and mangled the switches, you know, and just age and wear and tear and all this sort of stuff. And I started getting errors and misfunctions and stuff like that from the board itself because of a little bit of damage and a lot of wear and tear, you know. So I pulled out the old black, all black spare board, you know. And what I found was that the more I used it, instead of having like, you know, just being able to type like a fucking machine gun, what happened was I would, this is a progressive and sort of not quite a logarithmic sort of issue, but the issues were logarithmic because they're compounding issues, is that every time I typed the fucking, you know, like, say, typing in the word, say, urethane, you know, and I'd get a fucking letter wrong, I'd, you know, and so then I would go back and correct that fucking letter, but because I'd mispressed the U, I was pressing, like, say, instead of the U, I was pressing a Y or an I or a J or something, you know, and then I'd have to go back and correct it, and then I'd have to start trying to figure out which key was the actual U key, and then that caused time delays, and it caused fucking problems, and I had to hunt the right fucking key. And so what happens is, so from one key, that means there's like three or four or five corrective actions that need to get the fucking find the right key, and the more keys that I pressed wrongly, the more errors there were, and the more fucking difficult it got to find the correct key to fucking find those errors. And what happened is that started to throw off the mental mapping of the fucking keyboard inside my head. So it got to be very, 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 very fucking hard. And I was, you know, I was making more and more errors, and then I'd had to go for further and further and further corrective actions to find the right fucking key and to remember its position. And then those corrective actions began to get more and more fraught with fucking difficulties and errors within themselves. So it's a sort of an exponential sort of thing. You say you go from one error, then the five corrective actions, and then you get, say, you might make, say, 10 or 20 errors a day. And then there's, you know, and then the problems with trying to find the right key went from, say, 2 to 5 to 10, you know what I mean? And then, you know, so you got to correct all the errors that you made that were wrong, and all the corrective actions that you made got even more wronger, and so it just got fucking worse and worse and worse, and I'm thinking, I'm going fucking insane, you know. And what I worked out was that the lettering on the keyboard, you know, what's that? Where's a fucking letter? Damn it. The letter on the keyboard, see? The lettering on the key, that's why I like clear and easy to read shit. I don't want fucking tiny fucking ching chong fucking micro, you know. You know what I mean? I don't know. This came with some sort of consignment or some shit. You know what I mean? But this fucking micro print, I fucking hate it. You know? Whereas that is easy to see. And what I figured out was that humans don't need there might be some people that can use a black keyboard forever and never fucking have a problem with it. But most people, it's like a ship. Say the ship sort of heads east to west. Now there's going to be oceanic currents, and you know, so the ship can actually be going east, but it's drifting fucking south, or it's drifting north, and the big circulating fucking currents, you know what I mean? So you can actually be facing north while heading south, you know. And the wind can, you know, if it's a nice, just a gentle breeze, but like that big side of the ship with just a, you know, like a very faint sort of pressure on the side, or a pressure from, there's the side of the ship, and then the wind can be coming in like this, or it can be coming like that, or it can be coming like that, you know what I mean? So these are going to cause the ship to drift off course. The currents and the ocean circulations, the gyres, you know, the big slow, you know. All of these things are going to drive the ship completely off fucking course. If you just go, well, east to west, you know. So that's what the issue is that these, by being able to look at the fucking key, you just glance, you know what I mean? It's just like having a, you know, you don't have to be super deadly, total concentration on the keyboard and pressing every key right. It's just like glancing at that big ship compass sort of thing. It's like being able to glance down at that and say, well, that's pointing fucking, you know, the compass is pointing north and we're heading west, you know what I mean? Like that, you know what I mean? There's north, there's west. That, you know, the needle and all the bearings and all this sort of fucking, you know, we're heading west. We haven't drifted off sort of thing. So, and you only have to fucking glance at it a little bit. So that's what the fucking numbers, the lettering on the keyboard is all about, is to keep you on fucking track. You don't need to go, oh, there's the L, and there's the G, and there's the F, and there's the P. What you get is you get this fucking, you know, just a quick glance every few seconds, you know what I mean? It just means you're fucking running on the right, you know, the right fucking keys. You're staying on track. You're staying on course. And that's why, you know, I think some of these fucking journalists that write all these articles, some of them should be just grabbed by the fucking head and just have the shit kicked out of them for being fucking stupid people. Because I bought into that. I thought, oh yeah, fuck yeah, I'm a fucking shit-hot typist. I can go with this. But what I found out is that there's a cumulative fucking errors. There's cumulative loss of tracking of the key positions on the board. There's a cumulative amount of fucking errors. There's a cumulative amount of fucking corrective actions that just grow and grow and grow as the errors grow and grow, and all the fucking fuck-ups and all this sort of stuff, and it just turns into a total disaster. And that's why, what is it called? That's why the all black Grandmaster keyboards, you know, great sage, Duke of all heaven, black keyboard. That's why they've come onto the market and they've fucking disappeared totally, out of sound, and no one is bringing them back. But there are some all black keyboards, I forget the brands and stuff, but they have embossed into the side or the front of the key the letters in all black, just like, you know, it's like this sort of, you know, this sort of relief sort of thing, you know what I mean? It's just like those letters and numbers are. They're in all black on the front of the, on the top of the key, or in the fucking front of the key, because you need those reference points. You need accurate, you know, you need to tell, you know, this is the M key, this is the R key, this is the X key, this is the, control key, fuck whatever, you need those little positional fucking things. Now, they're all black keyboards that are, oh, me fucking ass. Oh, it's a hard seat. Yeah, my fucking welding. Cheap Chinese shirts with paper thin fabric, you know. So yeah, that's why you cannot get all black unmarked keyboards with no markings on the keys or whatever, you know. So as part of the solution, right, these are old worn keys, but they're, you know, well, when the numbers, you know, the most highly pressed keys under the sun are fucking, you know, there's your shift key, right? I wear them out. This is a medical... Oh, where is it? This is a... These are tweezers that are meant for pulling stitches out, you know, sutures and stuff. Every time, because the fucking doctors are going, oh, well, we've used this once, we're not going to sterilise them, we're going to throw them out. And I say, no, fuck, give it to me, you know. But what, see? So you stretch them a bit, and then you've got a key extractor. Right? And... I can't find the bag right at the fucking moment, but this is called Selly's Easy Glide, right? And it's got Teflon in it, right? Teflon is a powder, right? And so you can paint that on. To the You put a just a, you get, you know, what I did is I put some in a fucking, that's not the fucking jar, the cummy, you cuntish thing. But, you know, you spray a bit of that into the, what I did is I sprayed a bit of that into the fucking jar, and then I got a packet of 100 grams of Teflon as a powder. Ground in a 1 micron size, you know. So I made up a super Teflon concentrate, you know what I mean? But what I can do is this, because I build things to last for a long time, you know. So what I can do is I can go around I can pull all the keys out of the blackboard. I can use another keyboard as a reference. Oh, this is where the end goes, you know. But I can wipe a little bit of this stuff around the slide, you know, and just inside the fucking hole, just a little bit, and then insert the fucking key, you know. And so that, with a bit of cleaning, will mean I've got absolutely brilliant keyboard with Teflon dry lubricated slides. And because this is a drying, it's non-oily, there's no sort of, and it basically, I think it's just, I don't know the fucking solvent, I could look it up, but it doesn't affect the plastic, and it just leaves a sort of residue of Teflon on the surface, and, you know, your slides will be back in fucking business, you know? And, that's how you overcome. You know, I don't have adversity, I have opportunities for improvement. You know? So there you go, gentlemen. How to get the mileage out of your fucking, you know, how to get, you know, just by taking care of things, you can, you know, a few fucking really smart decisions and a bit of extra effort going to buy this shit, you know, as a solvent and a carrier, and then adding... It's like it's a little bag of, it's like super white sort of powder, you know. It's around here somewhere, you know. It's true. But by getting the Selly's fucking, you know, Easy Glide with Teflon in it, and then boosting that so to put a nice coating of fucking 1 micron Teflon powder inside the slides, you know. That means that the worn key slides, and you know, for the most part, they should run very, very smoothly. It'll stop the binding and any catching, although the slides are self-lubricating. You know, this is a dusty fucking place, and it's just grit and dust and fluff and just shit everywhere. And this dust isn't sort of like, I've got to clean the keyboard. But this dust, it's fucking everywhere. Like, I'm not sticking it under a microscope and burning little samples and measuring the what's in the ash and all this sort of shit. But most of the fibres off wheat and barley. Well, most of it is like a cellulosistic material, and plant fibres also come with silica. Plants have all sorts of defences. They've got all these little spikes and all this sort of stuff, so this, so it makes it sort of abrasive to the insects and things that eat them. And silica oxide or silicon oxide type things, mechanically they're tough, they're hard, and they're very, very abrasive, you know. And so these fibres aren't just, you know, inconspicuous little fibres. They're part of the plant's, where's my fucking head? They're part of the plant's self-defence systems, you know. So when this shit rubs off and blows, you know, hundreds of fucking, you go wheat fields for hundreds of fucking kilometres, you know what I mean? Or thousands, depending on the direction or whatever. Those fibres are actually like, similar to, in a microscopic sort of a sense, they're similar to abrasive cut-off discs used in angle grinders and saws and stuff like that. They're sort of fairly fucking hard. And that's why the slides mechanically wear, the die surfaces, you know, they rub off. That's the shift key, because that gets pressed a lot. That's the fucking, you know, that's the return key. Mechanically, the dust and the fucking grit and shit and all these fibres and stuff like that, mechanically, they rub stuff down. They abrade it. So that's why the use of this extra Teflon is to sort of coat up the bloody, all the microscopic scratches and slashes and worn bits in the slides will fill up with Teflon, you know, and you know, prolong the life of the components. So that's why it's being done like that. It's not just like, oh fuck, the keyboard's fucked, mate. Yeah, you know. So anyway, there you go. Thank you.